This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
This is the Fright Break. Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of a heartbeat. A frightened, terrified heart. Is it beating faster than your heart or slower? This heart is going to beat for another 25 seconds to allow anyone to leave this theater who is too frightened to see the end of the picture. 10 seconds more and we go into the house. It's now or never. 5, 4. You're a brave audience. 2, 1.
Good evening. I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary, with stuff that might give your kids nightmares. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended. If you are one of them, I advise you to turn off your set now. Come on, I dare you. Chicken! Hey.
Homer, did you just call everyone chicken?
No. I swear on this Bible.
That's not a Bible. That's a book of carpet samples.
Ooh, fuzzy.
Shut up! Don't interfere. If you need to step outside of this room, do it.
Halloween, Halloween, do Halloween. Ghostly things are gonna happen.
I have killed 2 people since midnight. I have not slept for over 24 hours. So maybe you should be a little more afraid of me than you are right now.
Halloween spooks behind the tree.
Stay where you are. Everything's gonna be fine.
I wish that the children could see. But I can't find them for the life of me, and as Halloween's food.
Listen, everybody, this is our time. Get it right.
You probably don't think that I can force this town down your throat. But trust me, I can. All the way. Except I hold on to this one little bit at the end. When your stomach starts to digest it, I pull it out, taking your stomach lining with it. Most people, they take about a week to die. It's very painful.
Hi, this is Fabio, wishing you a very happy Halloween.
You try to shoot me, I will have to shoot you back, and I promise I won't miss.
Hello, I'm William Castle, the producer of I Saw What You Did. I'm happy to join the management of this theater in personally inviting you to attend a special world premiere of I Saw What You Did at this theater. There will be celebrities, lights, and plenty of excitement. Everything for a gala premiere in the glamorous Hollywood style. Oh, and another thing, and this is important. I will be at this theater with my Hollywood cameraman to give everyone an opportunity to be in the movies. By that I mean, you will be interviewed and photographed as we do with the Hollywood stars. See you at your own premiere. I'll be looking for you. And remember, this theater will furnish seat belts for your safety, so you won't be shot out of your seat.
Don't answer it. See it.
Don and Mike Show, where we always give you the laughs you need on the ace. Starring a man whose agent isn't vigorous, and he invites you to come use his pool anytime. It's Michael Thorpe as the tightest DJ in America, Don Geronimo. And he's and really works it. A lot. He's the inventor of the world-famous Lil Mikey Burger. And he can have a panic attack at any moment. He's Michael Sean Patrick O'Meara. And Mike O'Meara. With the sexy, swingin'est newsman ever to grace a glass-closed room. He makes men cry and women swoon. It's Michael Wilson and Buzz Burbank. And as the junior apprentice producer, he's a wife-beating Nazi and real-life Donkey Kong. It's Robert Wadham Speedwack. Also featuring an aging stoner who has many parameters and the best fake British accent around. It's the world's oldest boom trainer, Flo Joe Hardinger. And slowly working his way up the dynamite totem pole, he's a webmaster extraordinaire, a guy who sits in the back room. Today's episode of John and Mike is brought to you by Farts. Now, coming to you live from the world down my headquarters in classic Rockville, Maryland, broadcasting rich Corinthian reverb, here's John and Mike! Oh, I'm here for them! Oh, wow!
That's a funny good one, too. That is sent in by a loyal listener. No relation to Bobby. I think we say that every time we play it.
Right.
Glenn Darren.
Darren.
Glenn Darren.
Or, thank you, Mr. Darren.
Or one of the Darrens from Bewitched.
The Don and Mike Show.
My Two Dicks. Or whatever.
Ooh, I like this.
This thing, baby.
Hello.
Yeah, urethra.
Urethra. Stink. Think. Stink.
Yeah.
Think. Stink.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hi,
oh. Hi there.
Hi there.
Just right.
I hope you said everything you wanted to say to me today, because it's the last chance you'll ever have.
Elwood.
You better say a bunch of extra prayers, because I hope you go to hell.
You're a goddamn geek.
He's mentally retarded.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Fancy digs you got here.
God, you're ugly.
Suck on that, losers.
I'll just be your secret lover.
You better say a bunch of extra prayers, because I hope you go to hell. You're in a fog. You're in a haze. Your reasoning ability, your compass is way, way off you.
Hello.
You know what? This is crap.
Hello. Hello.
Mind your own effing business. Leave me alone. I hate you. F you.
No.
Shut the F up.
Doesn't like Aretha.
There's the thing. There's the thing.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I will never kiss your big fat square ass, and that's what will be required in order for us to get along.
All right. Yeah, the great Aretha. You better think about Stink.
Yeah, babe.
There goes Big Ed.
And now. The Houston
Gentleman. Here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Ed, friend, and you can tell by the smell.
This is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody. On this Monday. October 30th. It's 1030 at 6:30th day of October. Phone numbers we just gave them to ye. Here they are again. 877-365-3636.
should say phone number. We got one phone number. 24 lines from North America and Canada. You can also hear us on the internet. Go to our website, dynamicwebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. Right there. Is your thing on, Buzz?
Yes, it is. Hi. Oh,
are you just nodding? Or?
I am. Nodding in agreement and support.
I didn't know if you were giving me one of your signs that your microphone wasn't on. I don't know if you're like Michael J. Fox.
No, that's this sign here.
I don't know if you took too many of your meds before the show today.
Or like, not enough.
Like he Michael always Fox. Smiles real friendly-like.
Yeah. So let me see. The email is at our website, too, right. DonnaMikeWebsite.com. That's where you hear us live on the internet. And you can shoot us the emails and the phone number, just like this person is called, 877-365-3636. Hello. Hello.
Donna Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Here we go. First call, on-screen call,
brand new week.
Right.
It's going to be good.
You know what this is?
It's going to be good.
You know what this is?
What?
A chance to start over.
This is going to be a good call.
Welcome to Clean Slate Monday.
Here we go. It's all you, sir.
Did you hear about 98 Rock cleaning that slate with getting rid of Kirk and Mark?
Okay. I was wrong. It's Monday. It's good to get that first big mistake.
That's right.
Out of the way on Monday.
It's like the first pancake. You
That's
throw
a good
it away.
Thing.
Did we hear about what?
Kirk and Mark. Kirk McHugh and Mark on Dago from 98 Rock in Baltimore.
Are you throwing around some sort of ethnic slur?
No.
You said Mark something? Mark's a what?
He said Mark's a Dago.
That's an insult to right. Italian Americans, and we don't accept that kind of talk.
That's the name of a mustache.
What? Really? Why did you call? I mean, this is the first show of a brand new week of
yes.
the rest of our lives.
Fresh start.
We're all looking at that portrait of the kitty cat that's hanging by its claws. It says, hang on in there, baby.
You've elicited two burps out of Don in the first minute of the show.
Come on. What are you bringing?
Apparently that's it. I'm very, very sorry. I'm terribly embarrassed and terribly sorry. It was disgusting. It was a
Hello.
BS call.
Playoffs? Playoffs?
Jim Mora
was diddly poo.
Got to regroup.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Totally embarrassed and totally ashamed.
Michael Hello. Hughes.
What?
It's Michael Hughes here. I just wanted to know what you guys thought of the commercial on Game 5 of the World Series.
That is almost so good
almost incredible.
That it really was almost
Make a sound,
better.
And I will blow your brains out all over the windshield.
Hold on a second. Wrong phone bag. I'm sorry.
How about
Hello?
All right. Thanks, Joe.
There it is.
Did somebody something? How
Goodbye.
Did this happen? Did somebody tell you sounded like Michael Hughes?
No, it's just a strange... Strange try.
All right, sure
that's
was.
Why it worked.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things we've got to talk about on today's show.
Okay.
The fact that our YouTube commercial did not run because there was no Game 6 of the World Series. Let's hear it for Detroit. I think Hughes had that in his mind all along.
Of course he did.
The under fire general manager of our station.
Toy with him. That's what he wanted to do.
The weekend stuff that I've got is yeah okay. I'm sure Mike's got some weekend stuff that's okay. Rob has something that we must talk about right up front. But before we talk about Rob's sore ass, Mike, I think even you would agree, and I'm sorry I'm not teasing you on purpose.
You know I'm out of my mind. You
I'm
know
not,
that.
Time. I'm not teasing you on purpose, and I'm not trying to build it into more than it really is.
Oh, no.
No, you're not going to be let down by it.
I won't
me.
Be let down?
You won't be let down. Here's the thing. Rob had a medical problem involving his ass over the weekend. When I heard about it, I was very sympathetic at first, and I wasn't sympathetic at all.
No.
It about had me on the floor in the fetal position. I was laughing so much. I hung up the phone, and I immediately thought, my buddy Mike, I'll share this with you. Uh-huh. Right now, I won't keep something from you from the show.
Right.
I'll tell you right now. But I think I even said when you called, I'm sorry, the expiration date on this is very limited.
You said, it was difficult to read you. It was, but there was a little bit of joy in your voice. It was the kind of thing where it's big news, but you did set the table to say, listen, I'm going to tell you Monday. I'm going to tell you. Now, I didn't know whether you were going to tell me before the show Monday
What. No, it's on.
So I called when I got home. I got home with my kids at about 9:30, and I woke you up or something like that. I couldn't stand it anymore.
My exciting Saturday night.
I couldn't stand it. And he said, no, wait till Monday.
Just wait till
Monday. And so I'm sitting here, and I have no idea what's going on, but I know it involved Rob.
See, the thing is,
and his ass, and a trip somewhere.
Right? When I was going to tell you on Saturday,
yes,
I had just come off the phone call with Rob,
right,
and probably could have told it with 90% of the detail that he had at that moment.
Okay,
I was so jacked up.
You were super jacked
to retell the story. So, Rob, before you tell us and sit down, grab a nice stool. No pun intended. And
can I just ask? Because I've been dying. I came in today, and you're the first person I see. And I knew
fine.
You wouldn't have wanted me to ask him anything, right? Was that the right call on my part?
Yes.
And how did I look?
He is fine.
You look okay, but you
Thank
don't look.
You.
You don't. You're not as. You're not bouncing off the walls.
Well,
not
I,
that you bounce off the walls, but you're normally kind of. Happy, peppy, joy, and you're really subdued. You're a little more subdued.
I had a heck of a weekend.
Okay.
I really did.
But before we get to that,
Yes?
I'm sure you would agree that this is a more pressing issue.
Hey, gang, let's head on down to Don and Mike's studio and take our clothes off.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, let's do it.
Hate that woman.
Here we go. It's time to sell the strip trivia. The rules of the it's time for you and I to pimp it hard, Mike.
Studio.
This is possibly the best one we'll ever do.
That's good. That was one of our homemade tapes, you could say. It's all by our listeners.
We've had that for a long time.
Strip trivia. Here's what Yanni has to say. Possibly. These are the terms we always deal with strip trivia.
That's why we have to get an insurance policy.
Mm-hmm. Here's the dealio, friends. Tomorrow, Halloween strip trivia.
Yes.
One prize, one person, one winner takes it all.
$2,500. I feel like there should be a chimpanzee around my neck when I say
there
that.
There should.
You know what? I'm going to be a real dick right now.
Darn it!
Hey, John?
Yes?
Would you have your friends move?
Sorry.
Thank you. Right, that was me. That wasn't John. John's got some friends here today.
Yes. We're worse than we've ever been.
They're going to the Zappa concert tonight.
All right, Mom. Are you going too, Buzz?
I am. Yes.
Of course you are. I knew that the answer was going to be yes. I didn't even need to ask.
Someone responsible needs to go.
So anyway, I've been noticing a bunch of young Republicans hanging around in the back.
Oh, I don't think they're young Republicans.
Mike, that was Mike.
Yes.
Excuse me. That was some of my biting wit.
Excuse me, Mucus. Excuse me.
So, John, who's got friends here today, friends who are running with scissors. Says, strip trivia, possibly three girls.
Not good enough.
Left messages for two, said on Friday they would be here. The other one he's trading emails with. So he has Jeannie, Katie, and maybe Lauren.
This is an appeal to all the Maryland women that have never had the opportunity to play strip trivia.
Here's the deal. Tomorrow we can have a real big Halloween show either way.
Here in Rockville.
Catch up. We got Joe trick-or-treating from here, which is a home run every year.
Well, it's a tradition and a hysterical tradition. I love that tradition. And, you know, he's never done it in Maryland before. This is the theme. It's a new state.
And we're going to have some new fun this year with Joe, sending him across the street to the shopping center as well with the microphone going out to talk Halloween.
Cena gets thrown out of Hudson Trail Outfitters.
But strip trivia is a big part of our show, has been for 15 years, was on hiatus during the entire Nipplegate thing with Janet Jackson.
Do you know what we're not doing?
Now it's back.
You know what we're not doing? We've solicited for this a number of times. Not as significant as we normally do the day before, but we have never asked the main man to solicit for strip trivia. the guy that knows how, really, better than you and how to speak to women.
Stand by half. I'll just mention, if you've never heard Stroop Trivia before on the show, we get 5 to 7 women. And guys, wait, you'll have your chance. There's never a problem with guys calling to come down and play this game.
Right.
Women in one room, men in the other. We ask Trivial Pursuit questions, right. I think, from either the 80s or the 90s version, the new one that's out right now. All pop culture stuff, no tough stuff. For every question you get wrong, you take off one article of clothing.
And it's the Halloween edition, so you're in costume with 5 little pieces of clothing for your costume, and it's just plain fun. No one has ever played Strip Trivia that didn't have an absolute blast, winning or not winning. It doesn't matter.
No, no.
But today,
no,
I mean, we're talking about tomorrow's Strip Trivia, $2,500.
The one guy.
The one guy that had a bad time?
That one guy who was...
Was that the guy that smelled like...
No, there was the guy that was abused by all the rest of them.
Ah.
It was almost like watching something out of... out of the pyramid stuff.
You mean abused when he got down to his nothing at all?
Yeah.
When they made fun of something that was that was pretty obvious? I didn't see it. I'm proud of the fact that I didn't see it.
It was a mental naked pyramid, what they were doing. They were doing the... Well, what's that chick's name? Is
Lindy
it?
England.
The Lindy England. That's
yes.
What they were doing in essence.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you for the visual.
Even without standing up.
On Lindy England. Thank you. Thank you for that. So we need 5 guys. We need 5 girls.
Right.
It's a safe environment for the women, because let's face it, 9 out of the 10 people, minimum 10 people, 9 out of the 10 will walk out of our studios naked into the hallway.
We like doing this. It's great money for the winner. But, you know, if you are a natural exhibitionist, this is the game for you. And we haven't done it in a very long time. I mean, when was the last time we did it? A few months ago?
Like 3.5 months ago. And right. We all get horny when we play it. Mm. And I know our listeners get horny when they hear us playing it. And there's fun thing is there's something really fun about hearing regular people in various stages of... I'm sure you've heard radio shows before. God knows we've done our share.
Right.
You know, with the porno ladies and naked in studio and the sexperts. These are just regular people, men and women and... You know, when you get about an hour into it, when everybody gets comfortable,
right.
And you got a couple of women standing around without their bra on, one woman standing around without her panties on.
They all do the sweatshirt or the sweater trick, you know, with the bra. You know, that in and of itself does not involve total nudity, but it is fun to watch.
And you've got the room full of guys, which is just a nightmare, a chamber of horrors, if you will.
It's just nice that in this studio, like our last studio, the women will be separated from the men.
Yes, you'll be safe in here. You'll be safe with your big daddies. So, we need you to call. We need you to come down to make this happen tomorrow. One prize, $2,500. And now, to really sell it, here he is, Kef.
Hey, gorgeous. Yes, you, beautiful lady. It's me, Buzz, the lady's friend. Inviting you into the safe and welcoming arms of the Don and Mike show tomorrow for a little strip trivia that can earn you $2,500 and my eternal gratitude.
Hold on, here you go, Les.
You magnificent Maryland mama. We're here in Rockville now, and we're ready to believe you.
Want to throw a phone number in there, Buzz?
Sure.
All right, how about our phone? Do you know the phone number for
I don't
the show?
Know. Do you know it? I sit over here. I never see
I've
it.
I've forgotten it now that you ask.
877
365-3636. Okay, go.
Try it now, half.
Dial now, ladies. 877-365-3636.
And who is that asking? Not Don, not Mike, not sore-assed Rob.
Take us out of the equation.
It's me, Buzz, the lady's friend.
Shut up.
Your friend.
Shut up.
It'll work, though. I guarantee you it'll work.
Don't disappoint me, baby.
Shut up. Don't disappoint me. Shut up.
Haven't you ever wanted to peel it all off in front of Buzz?
I see. Here's a chickie on the phone. Hello, Barb.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you?
Barbara.
Hi, Barb.
Barbara. Barbara, Barbara, Barbara.
Don, I got a question for you.
Yes, Barbara. Barbara. Yeah, Barbara. Barbara. What? Hi, Barbara.
I was wondering if you watched the Denver game and you noticed how many times Jim Nance used the term rarefied air.
Oh, darling, I thought you were calling about strip trivia.
You're not calling about strip trivia?
Now is the time when your call is simply not welcome.
I would love to come, but unfortunately,
I don't want to hear it.
Down, Tiger.
Sorry.
Down, Tiger.
God, I was sitting there. Hey, it's Barbara, and then you do the whole Barbara thing, and then it's
I
just like,
hey, you here in Denver? Okay, I'm going out with all my other lesbian friends.
Thought said Barbara.
I don't think she's a lesbo. I think she's probably a housefrau. A mommy frau.
A housefrau with LTs.
Red-blooded American.
No, you were LTs. Right the first time.
Lesbian tendencies.
Hold on, Mike. She said you were right the first time. Are you a big-time lesbo?
Not fat.
No, but a big-time, like, that means, like, are you a card-carrying member of the life?
I am. I have my toaster oven and everything.
Okay. Darn, I wish we had more time, but we do. I see we have.
Buzz, I don't know. You solicited for that. I'm blaming you.
As Fountains of Wayne sings, Denise.
Blaming me or
hello, Denise.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Maze Patrol.
Maze Patrol.
Blast from the past,
Is this Anne?
Narrows it down to 1,000.
Is this Denise?
Yes.
Because you, I'll be right over. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Denise. Are you calling for the game?
Yes, I thought maybe you needed an old pro to come in and teach the new tricks how to play.
An old pro?
Have you played before? When? How long ago did you play?
I'm the Denise with D-Flower Dennis.
Oh, you're the Denise that went to bed with Dennis. Hold on. You know what? We'll put her in the bullpen, Mike.
Very good.
Her in the bullpen. Hold on. She had sex with Dennis Murphy. Why are you pantomiming no?
I'm not, as if
there's a 747 coming directly at you.
There was an insect, I think.
There was some sort of insect flying.
Yeah. You remember? Now we could not get away with this today in today's environment. But do you remember? She had sex with Dennis.
More pantomime.
And wore leather, if I remember,
some sort of leather outfit.
And she agreed to hide a tape recorder under the bed.
Yes.
And we played the tape on the air.
It's a long time ago, Denise. Good, she's off the line.
Denise. Hold on, let's see. Monica. That's always a good name.
You have no idea, Rob.
Hello, Monica.
Yes.
Hi there, Donna Mike Show. What's happening?
Uh-huh. Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hi there. You calling for strip trivia, honey?
I am.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I live in Greenbelt, Maryland, PG County.
Perfect.
Beautiful. So close to Rockville. Can you come down tomorrow to play the game?
I will.
You will?
You can and will.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
20 what?
29.
29, and the celebrity you most resemble?
The celebrity I'm most resemble, Fantasia, whatever her last name is.
Fantasia
Barino.
But I can read.
I don't believe that Fantasia was telling the truth.
Doesn't really matter.
I think she was doing that to hype her career.
It's old books, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hold on a second.
We'll put you on hold.
Now, did you call because you heard us say this, because you like myself and Mike, or did you call because of old Whitey over there?
Buzz.
Buzz, that's my favorite hobby, so of course I'd love to meet Buzz.
But I called
because I love to be naked.
You'd love to be naked. Now beautiful. That is the perfect contestant for strip trivia.
Come on down tomorrow. Yes, sweet thing.
Fantastic.
Come down to your daddy's tomorrow.
Now the doors are open.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
What are you doing? Hey.
Wrong guy.
What are you doing?
It's a fella.
I have a question for Buzz.
No, I mean,
ladies
no.
Only.
Discipline.
This is not guys and dolls right now. This is just dolls.
I got the horn right here.
Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you calling?
Hi, how are you?
We are great. Are you calling for tomorrow's world's biggest ever strip trivia?
Yes, I am. I'm going to throw some chocolate up in the mix.
Oh, another delightful woman of color.
Imagine, Rob, how mad you would be if
that's
it was
the second black princess we have.
It was all colored.
And I just want to let Rob know that I'm also a black Jew, so we have something else in common.
A black Jew? Oh, my God, fantastic.
What do you like, Sammy? Like Sammy Davis Jr.
We better run tapes tomorrow.
All right, honey.
What's your name, my dear?
What's your name?
My name is Jeree.
Jeree.
Uh-huh.
And where are you from?
I'm from Lothian. It's in Upper Marlboro. It's a tiny little...
Oh, I know where that is. I used to live in Upper Marlboro.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you are able to climb the wall and get out soon. Celebrity you think you most resemble, please.
A lot of people tell me I'm like Heather Headley.
Heather Headley.
Well, I like I like the last name.
Nice name.
I like the last name. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I'd say you're in.
Lothian, the only town that actually keeps their water parks open in the fall.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Go
show.
Go tubing down there. I'd love to go see the fall Lothian tubes.
Hello.
Yeah, I know.
It was worth the trip.
Thank you. I didn't think Hello. So when I started.
No, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, my name is Jill.
No, it's not.
Stop. All right, let's go back now to bring a friend to work day.
Dormant.
Let's go back with Johnny. Hello. Hey, John. Hi, John.
Yeah.
Now, counting those chicks that called, how many are currently in the stable?
Well, if we get those two, that would be five if we get all the ones that we had before.
Now, what about the ones you're working? Can you handle that, or should you turn it over to Buzz?
A little help from Buzz never hurts.
Yeah,
I think
a personal conversation with each woman.
Buzz, how about, would you I'd mind during the commercials, yes. Would you mind calling some of the women back who have emailed us?
Would I mind? Absolutely. No problem.
All right. Thank you. John, when we hit the quota, when we get five for sure, let us know. And that's when we'll throw the floodgate open for the guys to call in.
You got it.
All right. Thank you very much, Johnny. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and I hear Joe Ardinger working those phones in the back room, too.
There he is.
During our nudathon.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could talk to Red Heine and Red the Red Roof Bobblehead.
No, they're looking.
No.
They're looking for girls right now.
Can't you discipline yourself for a little bit?
Homo.
Bye. There's work to be done.
Come on. For goodness sakes. All right, well, we'll find out what happens. We've put out the plea. I think good for us we've not come off as pathetic and as needy as we normally do.
Mm-hmm. I believe when we used to do that, that's when we used to scare them away.
Yeah, we would go sometimes an hour, not like even start the show until we had our full complement of women, and then the next day we'd have like 15 sign up, and two would show up, and one of them would always look like El Cid.
Yeah, I think we approached it the proper way, and it was very good to hear from Denise again after all these years.
Well,
after all these long years.
Any port in a storm, Mike.
This is true. It's a game for entertainment value.
Parts is parts.
That's right. Oh.
And we'll have as much photographic evidence as our contestants will allow.
Absolutely.
On the website tomorrow as well when you listen to this thing.
Very good.
So give us a hand if you pardon the pun. Come on down for strip trivia. Now, before anything else from the weekend, and something tells me we're not going to hear all of this in the time we have allotted, I'll tell you how I got to this point. Saturday afternoon, I get to my pedestrian weekend later. I had a long day on Saturday, came home, shocked, went into the TV room, had a drink, and said hi to my best friend, the TV.
Right.
And immediately, TiVo was there, my friend TiVo. I couldn't change the channel every half hour. I kept changing it back to TV land because I love the episode of the Munsters where Herman tries out for the Dodgers.
Probably the greatest ever.
As it turns out, they were doing a Munsters marathon.
Oh.
So because Herman Munster was coming up in the title, it had recorded like, 13, 14 episodes in a row of the Munsters. I noticed that the one that I wanted to see wasn't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I turn it on. It's like 5:30 on Saturday. Turn it on live, and it turns out it's one that I've never seen before. The Munsters go to the beach.
Wow.
They all have on like 1920s bathing suits.
Right. Was the normal one in a cute bathing suit?
Yes, she was.
All right.
And
what's her name?
Marilyn
Munster. And as it turns out, a Russian sub, which is parked off Los Angeles,
of course,
actually finds Herman in his wetsuit and thinks that he is the missing link. So I call Rob because I want to say to Rob is I've found a Munsters I have never seen before. I've never seen this where they go to the beach and the Russians find him. He says, well, yeah, that's good. Can I tell you about my ass?
Wow, right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
So many conversations have started that way.
And I said, sure, I paused the TiVo and said, tell me about your ass. And he said it started early on Saturday morning.
Oh, dear.
And, Rob, I think you can say everything that you said to me.
I think so.
Please do.
Go for it and don't leave out any any humiliating, hilarious detail.
There's nothing humiliating about it. I'm just pleased that it's not as, you know, what it could have been.
Oh, no. This is, I just, before you start, let me just prep myself for this. This has been, Mike, I know it's been built up a little bit.
But we should take a moment if people want to get a sandwich, something to eat.
It's not bad like you think. But
Let me tell you what I'm vibing on here.
But
I'm vibing on your coat, but I'm also, I've been looking at him today. And I know this is heavy.
Mike,
this is heavy.
No, not really.
No, but it did have me upset at the time.
It is going to bring you great pleasure. but it's a pleasure that, well, if I told you why.
I think I know what it might be. Maybe.
Don't guess.
I'm not going to guess, but I have a feeling why you're saying that.
Well, because you know it's the ass.
Yeah, and maybe it's somebody joining a club or something like that.
He is joining a club.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with a bowling trophy.
Okay.
But when I got up on Saturday, and I went into the bathroom to take care of what we do on a Saturday morning.
An evacuation.
And I finished, and I looked, and what I saw in the bowl was blood and phlegm.
Oh.
Phlegm.
How much?
Enough. Quite a bit. Enough that I was really upset.
That's
bothered.
All right. Had you experienced any kind of stomach distress prior to that?
No.
Jesus.
And it was enough to really, really flip me out.
Wow.
And I don't like doctors. I don't go to doctors very much because...
I don't read them.
I mean, look at me.
That's smart.
You just don't want to get that
news. That's really smart.
Healthy guy. But I'm thinking, I'm thinking cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the thought I had.
Yeah, like your whole... inside just
shutting down.
Sloughing off.
Right.
Butt
right.
cancer.
And it was nasty. So I made arrangements for my daughter to be taken for the day, and they had one of those urgent care clinics.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah. They're great.
Buzz.
But it's Saturday,
that's
and
like,
I really
seriously, that's like going to buy a car at one of those lots that they have on the side of the street. Right?
But, I mean, what are the options?
Or the emergency room.
Yeah, okay.
And I was right. really down to a coin flip. And if I couldn't have gotten results
right.
at the emergency I was going to go into the emergency room. So I went down there, and just as a bad start, I pull into the urgent care place.
Just so I know, because I know where you live
right.
and everything, you went to the one by the Safeway, right?
No, it's closer than that. It's a new one.
Okay, your decision, and I'm not busting your chops. I'm hearing this for the first time. No, I'm really not though. When you decided to go there instead of like a regular ER,
right.
was it your fear of doctors maybe? You didn't want to go that full-fledged emergency room route?
I hate emergency rooms.
Okay.
They are slow, as you know,
yep.
and when you deal with things there's always a chance of waiting and waiting and waiting.
I got a trick for you. You walk in and tell them you're having a heart attack. They'll get you right in.
But that wasn't my symptom.
I know. So I'm sorry, I interrupted. So you went to. You
so
go
I
to
go
the...
there and I go in and there's a nice Hispanic attendant, and I say.
Categorizing all. You're still feeling good enough that you can actually zero that in.
Well, I feel okay. That's what's weird. I don't feel like anything. There's not even any pain.
Yeah.
I'm just flipped out.
Right.
And he says, "May I help you?" And I said. I'd like to see a doctor. And he just looks at me as if I'm going to say, because I have, you know, blood where there shouldn't be blood. And I just say, I'd like to see a doctor. He says, fill this form out.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that was bad is when I pulled into the parking lot, there was a fire engine and an ambulance. And obviously something big preceded me.
Oh, okay.
So there wasn't for me. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I filled out the form and I go back and I explain my symptoms. And all this, and they said, good, doctor, whatever the name is, will be in shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And I said...
Now, when you explain the symptoms...
I said everything. I said, what I said on the form, you know, there's a 1-4-inch line where you write what you're suffering.
Right.
And I wrote, blood and stool.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Gigless, we'll see you.
Exactly. So the doctor comes in, and imagine my delight when it's a lady.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's attractive. Tough for anybody.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
And Asian.
Okay, well, okay.
And very cute.
Uh-huh.
And that's what she said.
We need more Calgon.
And I go through the litany of questions, and she says, okay, I would be more concerned if you were older, but let's have a look.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
And then she says...
She wants to look at your butt?
Here's the great thing.
Hold on.
She says, Lay on your side and pull your knees to your chin.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot to mention it. Before she comes in.
That's nothing that's not said at Buzz's house every Saturday night.
I'm in the paper gown.
Oh.
Wow.
So paper gown, one size fits none.
So you're out there.
Yeah.
So what she wants you to do is just present.
Exactly.
And she wants you to open wide.
More than present is really the pulling the knees to the chin. I've never done that before. But apparently it made it very convenient for her.
Yeah.
And she...
Have you ever pulled your knees to your chin?
No, I've never done that before.
Did,
I never have.
Had occasion to.
Did she give you the finger?
She examined. Yes, she did. But
Mike, I told you you'd like it.
Now, here's what's great, is when all this is said and done, she was a very nice lady.
Again, if I told you this on Saturday...
Can I write something down for you?
The way Rob told me, Rob said, imagine... I'm laying on a cold table
in a paper gown.
I've got a paper gown. I've got my knees up to my chest,
and I'm laying on my side.
And there's a China woman who's got her finger way up my
exactly. And
I'll never get that picture out of my head.
Yes, but there's
okay.
But, yes,
all right. I just that's you know
that's my.
And I wasn't going there the first time. I said I thought it might be something. I was in a totally different.
Mike just guessed.
Okay, I still don't know.
And isn't it, but can't you see why I thought
yes.
you would think it?
Yes.
But there's more to it than even that.
This is fascinating.
So as she's about to give me the...
Mike is already, incidentally, for those at home, Mike has guessed the ailment.
Finished the puzzle. That is on our telepathy.
Part
there.
Of the ailment.
Right.
Mike has already guessed. Once again, Mike and I have completed DJ password.
Yep, absolutely.
But before we continue with your story.
Yes.
Do you now see why I thought... Immediately,
yeah.
I should share that with you.
Yeah, yeah.
With nobody
Absolutely.
Else but with you.
Yes, that happens around us a lot.
So she does.
It's only the second time I've ever heard of it.
I know.
She's about to do the exam, and at this point, I say to her, "I say, bet you're glad you came to work today."
Oh, that's good. You keep me a sense of humor.
And
that's
she
great.
Says, "You know, it's no big deal. This is going to be a lot less pleasant for you than it is for me."
Oh,
that's
scary.
And it really was.
Yeah.
although I don't think it's the first time a person has paid more than their copay to have a young Asian woman do that to them. My first time.
Welcome, Rob.
My first
look
time.
Look out!
The exam, it lasted probably about 2 or 3 hours. No, I'm kidding. It was brief. It was mercifully brief.
Right.
How long? Like 3 minutes, maybe?
No, not even.
So it was
the
a
actual
look?
Examination.
No, I mean, when she put the glove on.
From glove on to glove off.
Well, hold on. First, did she, like, get out a big Sherlock Holmes magnifying glass?
No. I think it's mostly through sense of touch.
Right. So prior...
Oh, that poor woman.
Prior to the glove, was there, like, is she checking you out down there?
Those little...
A little bit, not
visual
much.
Check.
Was there a little push of... Was there... Boy, how do I say this?
Those little China doll hands down there going over your bumps?
Did she actually open the door a little bit?
Maybe a little. I don't remember.
Hold on, she did tell me to breathe deep. Hold on. Did she look right into your eye?
Yes, she did. Straight into my eye.
Wow.
Did she do like this, like I'm doing with my right eye? Did she lifted the lift?
No, she didn't. There wasn't. There wasn't
not much
wide.
Of that.
No.
So it's a quick look. How long is the whole exam?
I would say glove on to glove off.
Yeah.
Minute and a half.
Wow, that's a long
time.
That's
a long 90 seconds.
But she,
you and I have both had that exam where they, I mean, it's over before it starts.
I got news for you.
Unfortunately.
I got news for you. At NASCAR, 4 tires, chassis adjustment, and gas, 15 seconds.
Yeah, maybe 14.8.
And she says, you're going to want to breathe deeply and continue to breathe. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I will. And then when that's
Boy,
done.
That's a minute and a half. That's a long. That's just a real long time.
That seemed like
to
about
that.
16 hours.
I bet it did.
And then she says, we're done. You can sit up. And I said, okay. And I said.
Did you feel any pain when that was going on?
No. And that's the other thing.
So you don't feel any pain during any of this?
No, just extraordinary pleasure. No. I mean, there was the discomfort, but not like pain of like something wrong.
Right.
And she says, well, it's a twofold problem.
Oh.
And I said, yeah. She says. Internal hemorrhoid?
Winner.
Oh,
winner.
Do you have a timpani?
I do, because, as you know, if you're playing the game at home, no matter what the other person has in their hand, if you have an internal hemorrhoid with this, you are going home with the brand new car in the Trump lobby.
Because what it is an anal Fisher.
Oh! A-hole.
Now let's Fisher. Say hi to the anal Fisher.
A-hole.
And as you know, his brother, Jeff Fisher.
Now, Pink Floyd's the wall.
The reason that this is so special to Mike and I is that we once worked with a sales guy named Dennis Reese.
Dennis Reese.
Who announced to us long ago, 18 years ago, that he had an anal fissure.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and I, of course, being babes in the woods, did not totally understand.
When it was explained in detail to us, we reacted like any juvenile disc jockeys would. We howled and roared on the floor.
It has something to do with blood vessels in your butt.
Yep.
And
Buzz,
and,
why are you raising your hand? I had a question.
And hold on, Buzz, we're not done with this yet. And the hemorrhoid that won't come out apparently pushes against and pushes against and pushes against until finally
wears a hole.
You bust a blood vein in your ass, and Rob's got a hole. Well, Rob has more than one hole now.
Well, it appears
it's a tear then.
It is a tear. She thinks it will heal. She's not overly concerned about it.
She thinks it will heal.
Because then I got my course of treatment. Which and is now, not too embarrassing.
Now, let me just say.
Are you sitting on a donut right now?
Hold on.
No, I could.
The Piesta de Resistance is coming now.
There's something better?
Oh, yeah.
I think it is.
Wow.
Because already, you know, I'm not that old. Although I apparently have the body of a 90-year-old. And she hands me this diagnosis. She says, I'm going to give you a course of treatment that should take care of it in about a week. If it doesn't, you're going to want to go see a gastroenterologist. Don't worry about that yet, because even if you went to a specialist today, he'd make you do this for a week anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I said, great. What's the course of treatment? She says, first of all, Metamucil.
Oh, yes.
And I said, well, that's fine. I can go with that.
Right.
That's another reason to make me feel like I'm 80.
Have you been constipated?
No. But she said this will help no matter what.
Okay.
Regardless, this will help.
Right.
The second thing is every day I should take at least one hot bath.
Okay. All right, you got
that's not a bad thing to do.
No. Hold on.
So far, so not bad.
Then she says you're going to want to fill this prescription.
Now, he says to me, it took him 90 minutes and going to how many pharmacies?
Four. I had to go see four druggists to get this steroid prescription filled.
Oh, and I bet I know what it is.
They're shaped like bullets.
Yeah, baby.
And I would go up and I'd say, do you have this? And there's nothing that I love more, and I've dealt with them a lot with kids because you have weird medicines you need
right,
to get,
right.
Is the smiling druggist who looks at you and says, I don't have the suppository and that strength.
Yeah, I was in back of like a young woman who had it, and they said, they like to yell suppository.
Oh, God, they love it. And they
suppositories.
Said, I could call another drugstore to check and see if they have your suppositories. And it just seemed, and I visited.
Jesus.
And all those,
every member of the UN was represented in all of these pharmacies.
Now, there's also many details, like when the doctor asks him if he's active at all, and then asks him if he sits a lot.
Like
active. Oh, I forgot
active
that.
Sexually?
No.
Like exercise.
It never came up.
Oh, active, like exercising?
If he walks.
She says, what do you do for a living? I said, I produce a radio show. She said, is there a lot of activity in that? And I said, you know, my dear, not a lot. I basically get up from my bed, and then I walk to my computer, and then I walk from my computer to my car, and I come to work, and I sit down.
When was the last time you exercised?
God, probably like when Julia was a baby. Because remember, I was skinny for a little while.
Yeah, you were, but you did it mostly with diet even then, right?
No, I was pretty good on the treadmill.
Oh, you were on the treadmill.
I have a treadmill, which I now use to store things on. It's a very, very integral part of our storage system.
Wow.
So I had to explain that I basically live a sedentary life.
Right. So how many baths have you taken so far?
I took one on Saturday, one on Sunday, and a wonderful one today.
But no pain.
How's the suppository going?
The suppository
now, does Carrie have to help you with that?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah.
I can handle that on
myself. But
you're
not experiencing any pain.
No, and I asked about that.
Yeah.
And she said that when it gets into the inside,
right,
further you go up in that, when you travel on that canal, there are very few nerves.
Right. Here we go.
Yeah.
The pain you got one of these.
Mike is now looking at the model of the
rectum.
Or
one of these.
Right.
The model of the rectum
that
the lady.
And you got that.
But I think it's further up.
We had a drug rep come in and actually give us the doctor's working model of the rectum.
He's got one of those, which is internal, and then you probably have that.
And you know what'll be great is years from now when I pass, You can have that to remember me, that model. I can sign that for you if you like.
Who knew how handy that model would be?
Wow. Oh, goodness.
But the
anal fissures, Mike.
Anal fissures.
If you had anal
and it's
fissures.
Plural, you got
no,
a couple of them?
No, I think it's but one.
One.
I think it's but one. And one is all you need.
One fissure.
So oh, after a week, the blood has already stopped almost.
Oh.
And I'm pleased to say this morning, no phlegm.
Oh.
That's good.
Things are getting better. No, as the Beatles sang... It's getting better all the
Hello.
Time.
Wow. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Wait till you get the surgery, Rob. It's the worst thing ever. I'm trying to recover from it.
Is it worse than this call?
It's incontinent. Okay.
Now did she tell you that you need surgery, Rob?
I asked the lovely doctor about, what's the ultimate, what's the end game? Get it? Huh. And she said possibly surgery. And she said, surgery's not that bad. I've had it myself. And then there was a pause and she said, of course, I didn't give it to myself. I said, well,
so
you know,
she was cool.
Yeah, she was all right. I mean, it was
she was all right.
Very awkward.
Yeah.
I lived with mine for about a month. I thought there was something inside me wanting to come out. It hurt so bad. So,
but he hasn't had any pain.
But darling, no pain. I'm in no pain.
Right. Hopefully, yours not that bad.
Okay. The phrase "tight rear end" was given to me by my coworkers because that's in essence what he told me that I had, and he said it was so tight that when I would have a bowel movement, that it would stretch and tear, and that was the pain that I was experiencing. And now after the surgery,
thanks for
I don't
calling.
Think...
Can I just stop and say something? I am so horny. Right
now. Oh no!
You know that's funny. I'm starving.
I'm so. Horny.
Yeah, maybe that's why you've lost the weight and I haven't. I could go for an ice cream sundae right now.
Wow.
God, I would screw out of John's friends right now. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Slice of cherry pie, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
You see, they're all male.
Cherry
Hi.
Pie.
Are you calling for strip trivia or are you calling for Rob's anal fissure?
Or both.
Come on.
Hello, oh, I'm calling for Rob's anal fissure.
For sure.
Hold on, let me get it.
Hello.
Well, yeah.
Hey, hi, I'm Rob Zabel Fisher.
Hi there. Well, what's up?
Hey, Rob, you want to try this product that I take for my hemorrhoids, only I got mine from childbirth?
Yeah, me too.
Very common.
There's this stuff called Kefir, K-E-F-I-R, and Buzz can look it up on the internet. And it's like
on 24.
Yeah, right. No, not Kefir Sutherland, but anyway, it's a probiotic. You can get it at Whole Foods. And I'll tell you what, I've been drinking it for like 5 years, and I have no bleeding at all. Good for you.
All right, I will.
Constitutional rights no longer apply.
I feel for you. I feel like I'm usually the one that's on the receiving end of these kind of calls.
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer.
I do think that much of this can be corrected with diet, because Carrie has been out of town a lot, and all I've really been eating is meat.
Because anything you have down there can be corrected with diet.
So perhaps some vegetables, a bit of spinach, and I could be good
smaller
to go.
Bites.
Lots of whole grain.
That's right.
You know, because really, I think everyone should know. Most of the time when you eat like hello. A great blue heron.
Donna Mike Show, hello.
On one leg.
Hello.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
I'd like to know if Rob got the rubber glove back and if he's putting it on eBay.
Your mom used the buy it now option.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
He's there.
But, yeah.
Little sensitive he is.
Wow.
Sure.
I don't know where the glove is.
no one does.
That could be a problem.
Maybe we'll see that tomorrow.
Come back.
You might see that during one of your soaks.
like when my cats eat the ribbon at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Come back out.
Or like my aunt's dog ate some pantyhose and we were chasing it around the yard trying to step on the foot of the pantyhose. And when we finally caught it, all the pantyhose came out of the dog.
Come right out.
My cat ate Easter grass. You know that green stuff?
Yeah.
Easter bed.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
He is.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah,
it's you.
Yeah, okay, cool. My question is, can Rob actually get his knees to his chest?
Can you get your knees to your chest?
Close.
Close enough for exam.
I have huge, massive knees, so they help. I'm not Morton Anderson, but I do the best I can.
Close enough for Lisa Ling to get her tiny
Lucy Liu
Chinese doll hand in there.
Either one, fine with me.
How about that?
Yes.
Can you imagine that she goes home at the end of the day, you know, and her incredibly efficient Asian husband, you know,
their house totally filled with IKEA
from the movie Gung Ho says, "So, most honorable wife, who is a doctor having a man's job in this United States? How was your day?" "Oh, it was not so good. I have a man look like Bigfoot come in. Yeah, internal hemorrhoid. Not during dinner.
Do not eat like that. I can't eat my soup.
Oh, my God. Did she have an accent?
No, she really...
Oh, see, that's sexy.
Spoke like Gregory Peck.
Well, there seems to be something in your bunk.
That's not sexy.
We must get the Fisher closed. The boy's going to bleed to death. Fisher. We must save the boy.
But I'd like to name it Harvey Joel.
The Carrie Fisher.
No. Oh. Not related.
Kind of a combination of your wife and Princess Leia.
Oh, and she's loving this, by the
Carrie
way.
Carrie Fisher.
Really?
She thinks it's funny. She loves the fact that I'm soaking. And she, and you know what? It gets funnier every time she says, when I say I'm going to take my bath, she says, are you going to light some candles?
Wow.
That's terrific.
Boy, it just amazes me that you had no pain during this whole thing. Because normally that would be accompanied with... You know, at least some discomfort.
Well, the discomfort was mental anguish when I saw the blood and the phlegm.
And don't forget suppositories.
Oh, yeah.
Suppositories.
That's no Don and Mike show.
Oh, tell Rob, just like your nose.
Hold on. Tell him. Hold on.
He's right here.
I'm right here, friend.
Tell him yourself he's right here.
He can hear you.
Rob, if you don't pick it, it won't bleed.
All right.
Here they come.
So
walking down the street.
If we're graphing these calls, we've just had a curve. The tone has changed.
All right, well, let's pick it up after the break.
Yes.
And
many
reminder,
more questions.
Just a reminder, not only are we going to be talking about Rob's ass and do you need butt paste?
No, I don't. No, that's because, more of an external product.
Yes.
Do you know that yesterday I actually had my girlfriend, I'll tell you about this later, was in Costco for an all-day shopping spree, as it turns out.
Wow.
Buying just everything that they had in bulk. And because I couldn't help it, I told her about your malady. She actually called me seriously from Costco, and she said, hey, do you think Rob needs butt paste?
Now, you see, that's more for the problem you had, the diaper rash.
The rash,
it's
the irritation.
External thing.
Yeah, that's okay. You know what? I'll go with that. I'll wear that on the Hall of Shame.
Sure.
Against an anal fissure and suppositories.
For years of overuse. What causes it?
Yeah.
Rode hard and put away wet.
Anyway, I know we've discussed butt paste before.
We discussed it last week.
Yeah.
Excellent product.
Real product, real name of the
Didn't
product.
Didn't you bring it up?
Yeah, Boudreaux's butt paste.
You used it for your kids.
It was one of the only things that could help Robert.
With diaper rash.
Yeah, oh, he was. Right. It was so bad.
Anyway, she was concerned as well, like, you know, does Rob need this? And I said, I don't think Rob would appreciate it if I came in today with a 24-pack of butt paste.
I don't think you use that.
Big laugh,
That's for the exterior. This is an interior painting job.
Yeah.
All I have to do is unwrap the foil and produce the suppository and use that.
Right.
God.
That'd be the worst part of it. Is that the worst part of it?
I don't enjoy it.
Yeah. It sucks. Sort of. Oh, wow.
And remember, you caught the guy using a suppository at your radio station.
Yeah,
right?
A guy named Frank.
How do you
I won't
do
mention
that?
His last name.
How do you do
right
that?
In the transmitter room, right next to the transmitter.
You know what? Here's the thing. And I'm going to run real problems, maybe, so bear with me, with the FCC.
I'll tell you how I do it. And
hold on.
It's just
isn't that so gay?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I really wanted to know.
I do it for fun.
The witness may step down.
Isn't you know, most of them are completely harmless.
Isn't that just... Well, Mike, you do it with jelly bellies, though.
But I do it without hands.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a
set
good
it on
trick.
The floor.
All right, show off.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Sphincter control.
It's really, really, it's really good. I use an unplugged pencil sharpener, an unplugged electric pencil sharpener.
Oh, you do it yourself?
Yeah.
Perfect hole.
Really? Would you want someone else to do that?
You do it over the toilet or like on your bed?
No, I've done it in the bathroom. I've done it in my bedroom.
You can do it standing up.
Yeah.
You do it standing up.
How do you get it all the way in though?
Well, I don't know. It's not that big.
I mean, you know when you clean your ears every day?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Except it's your butt.
Yeah, true enough.
It's your BH.
Which hopefully is clean.
It's your AH. Yeah.
Small.
Gay.
Beats blood and phlegm, Don.
Waxy.
If you were presented with blood and phlegm or suppository, trust me, you'd go suppository and you'd smile.
I don't know, Rob.
Boy, would you smile.
Blood and phlegm is bad.
Man, that's nasty.
And phlegm. When you say phlegm,
that's exactly what it was.
Did the doctor identify it as phlegm, like phlegm that comes from your lungs?
I said phlegm, and she said like mucus.
Mucus.
And I said,
what it is.
Yes.
And are they going to do blood work?
Oh,
on,
it's like
you
have a runny butt.
Well, no, there's not like seepage.
Not like
or
a runny nose, but a runny butt.
Oh,
don't sneeze.
In a week, if it's fine, it's fine. I don't need to proceed with it. It's not
really okay. Yeah. That's good.
They, right, and okay. She was not flipped out. She was not nearly as concerned as I was, and I felt a lot better when she said, "Don't be concerned."
Right. Wow.
Don't be concerned. It's okay. Man. It's bad if you're 50, but you're younger than that.
Do you eat a lot of fiber in your diet?
Almost none.
That's
almost
insane.
None.
Are you still making those noodle sandwiches on white bread?
I like spaghetti sandwiches are good. I make my favorite stuffing pie. And for dessert, 12 bratwursts. All right, and well, I've never felt better.
And glad bread pudding.
Glad you're okay.
Yeah, me too.
And
boy, and that was tough. I know that's tough to tell. We all feel how tough it is when we have to tell about our maladies here. It's not easy.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny.
Although I'm not going to do anything like this. I am closer now to losing weight than I have been in years.
There you go.
I'm really thinking about it.
That'll help too.
But you know what? It would be really sad to not drink. So
you know, I can compile a list of high-fiber fattening foods for you.
Like what?
Well, I can think of a few. Like oatmeal raisin cookies.
Very good. Buttered bran. But I think the
fried grape nuts.
The Metamucil is a wonderful product. And it tastes like Tang.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Mate.
I've now since his passing, I've become my grandfather by having to take Metamucil every morning.
They overprescribe Metamucil, in my opinion.
Okay.
You get some Irish oats and some raisins, you'll be all set.
True enough.
I'm just still got that picture in my head.
He's got a lot of thoughts on it, too.
I do.
Him laying on a table, wearing that piece of paper, that lady coming up and prying open Davy Jones' locker.
I can just see the redness in your cheeks, and I'm not talking about the cheeks down there.
Taking a look, and imagine, I mean, inside must have looked like a teenage boy's pimply face.
She said to me, she said, you know, your blood pressure is a little high. I said, you think? It's always a little high when I'm in the
Are you
going to
have,
office.
Like, now, seriously, though, a full physical now after this?
I think so.
It might be a good idea.
You should.
Perhaps at Christmas.
We have a reasonable medical program at this show.
So you got Julie Chen up there.
At this show. The Don and Mike medical program.
Don and Mike medical plan.
Julie Chen up there with all the way up to the elbow.
It looked like the thing that comes out of a submarine. The periscope. Just above the tip of the water.
And that is how her surgical glove was used, right? All the way up to the shoulder.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And they use what? Super glue? Is that what they use to close your fissure?
That I don't know how they...
Or is it fishing line?
Did they close
it? So it's like the suppository is an antibiotic cream.
No, it's a steroid.
Oh, got steroids, yeah. Man. So, man, your butt's going to be like...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Don't go crazy now.
Roid rage.
And it can bench press.
So to speak.
Like
roids.
So that's the kind of rage I had.
So how does the fissure close?
I think it heals.
Heals itself. Just like any
With
cut.
The steroids, you heal quicker.
It accelerates right. Then with the...
Anything else? Any other prescriptions you're taking besides... It's suppositories and steroids. Or is the suppository a steroid?
It is a suppository steroid.
And anything else you're taking?
Just my normal stuff for allergies.
But my
Although,
mouth on that,
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's oral, yeah. And which is good, because if you take a lot of Metamucil, you don't want to sneeze.
Oh, God. And you have no cramps, no stomach distress, nothing?
I had some stomach distress, but I think it was nerves when I saw the blood and the phlegm.
Oh, God.
Put it on my tombstone, perhaps sooner rather than later.
Do you have any questions, Dr. Burbank?
Not that I can think of right now. I think the high fiber and the exercise is a good plan, and you shouldn't need
to. They tell you to stay off peanuts or almonds or anything like that?
No, because it's not like a diverticulitis thing.
Okay.
Right? And so
he can go right back to his lifestyle, Mike.
Can I ask you a question?
As soon as that hole closes.
This is really legit.
Okay.
What did you enjoy for dinner? This happened on Sunday morning or Saturday morning?
Saturday morning.
What did you enjoy for dinner on Friday night? Because we were talking about it before.
It was buffalo wings and beer. And there you go. Right there.
Hot wings?
Yes. Yeah. With extra hot sauce, too. And yet no pain.
What did you have to eat last night?
Last night was soup. Remember, I made soup.
Oh, that's right. You told me right.
Soup. Magnificent soup.
With your mom.
Homemade soup?
Right. Yes. Yeah, homemade soup.
Good.
From scratch.
For you.
Mostly vegetables.
Good.
Some meat.
That's
all right.
What will you enjoy tonight? Have you thought about it?
Yeah, I'm going to have soup for the next 3 days. It's a huge pot.
You got to go with the soup.
Yeah, and it's lots of veggies, so it'll be good. Cabbage.
Did they say anything about your beer?
I didn't bring it up.
They wouldn't, probably, I don't think.
Nah, I don't think that affects it.
No.
Yeah.
No,
it doesn't hurt.
Is there fiber in beer?
All
comes
right,
from
well,
grain.
Call this one Robbie's Got the Red Ass.
Wow.
Call this segment, this opening segment.
I'll call it.
I love it when we go medical on this show.
I'll call it Thank God It Wasn't Something Worse. Because I was flipped out.
I have a question, Don.
Yes, Mike.
Do you think we'll ever get a woman to call again for strip trivia after this past segment?
Mike, I don't know. I simply thought it was like the funniest call that I'd received on a weekend in months.
And as you said, it turned you on. Hearing all that talk about the butt, so we will get ladies that are like-minded that'll be calling.
Oh, I completed. I'm done.
Wow.
That's it. I completed and I made.
You were so giddy when I told you the story that you got something that I don't normally get from you. And, you know, we've said before, when we're on the phone together, we laugh a lot. But I got, sometimes I'd finish a sentence and I'd hear, wait. Because he wanted to hear more, but he was out of breath. So full of delight.
And also because you were the absolute maddest, and I was getting like where he said, and you know, and just to put on top of everything, 90 minutes at a goddamn, at four goddamn CVS's, where they have to announce to the world, we don't have your suppository.
Must be popular.
I was dying.
There must be a lot of people ordering
it. It's the number one suppository in America.
Number one with a bullet.
Number one of all time. Wow. Best suppository day of all time.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow,
so
wow, wow.
Hopefully the bleeding will stop by Saturday next.
Yeah, or sooner.
Sorry, and hey, go easy on that Halloween candy.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
High fiber candy, perhaps. I don't
high
know.
Fiber candy.
You really want to scare kids when they come to your door. just moon them.
You're handing out suppositories this Halloween, aren't you?
I am.
It'll look like the Cyclops.
Look, Mommy, he gave me a silver bullet.
Yeah, if you have some left over.
It's not a crayon.
Mommy, look.
I can't feel my tongue.
Mommy, look. It's Freddy Krueger. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. It's me, Rob Spivak. Those are my inflamed buttocks.
Best enjoy, kids. See, I've got a pumpkin on either side.
That's the thing, is I think they're still storybook perfect on the outside, my buttocks.
Oh, yeah. Right. I agree.
Every bit as beautiful as they ever have.
Oh, I don't even like to think about that.
The magic all happens inside.
Oh, Lord. I'm all breaking into a cold sweat on that one.
Listen, if you didn't have the red bloodies, you would have said a long time ago, we really should break.
That's true. Okay. We need to break.
We do need to break.
Sorry to be a pain in the ass.
Consider this a Fisher in the show.
Well, as we go to break, I only have one thing to say.
Yes.
Who's hungry? Let's eat. Yum, yum.
I bet he eats before the week is over.
Like solid food?
He won't stay with this soup thing.
The doctor didn't say you had to eat soup.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Can you, like today, you could eat anything?
Sure.
That's terrible.
Would you?
No. You like evil minds. Evil minds think like.
I mean, would you like a Hooters is right down the street? Would you eat spicy wings?
We need to break.
Would you eat regular Hooters wings?
Don is asking you to sacrifice your butt for the show.
I'm just wondering.
I would.
Could we get you some? Would you eat a couple?
We need to break is what we need to do.
All right. Did you call your mom and ask for permission?
She thanked you for not making you.
She take care of you? Your mom take care of you?
In what way?
I mean, help you out because you were sick.
Oh, absolutely.
No, she helped him with his
That's what I was worried about. That's very
funny. Isn't that every young boy's fantasy?
That's where you were headed. She was great. She took Julia, and so I didn't have anything to do.
Back when Rob was just an intern on the show, one day we wanted to see how many Reese's peanut butter cups he could eat in a half hour.
And she intervened.
And Rob's mom actually called and said, don't do that to my boy. Don't make him eat all those peanut butter cups.
And we went along with it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And look at me now, riddled with fissures.
As soon as we got him out of town, though, got him down to Memphis, we had him eat 150 Krispy Kreme donuts.
Coming right off that belt thing.
They melt it.
Hot and fresh.
Hot donuts now.
Yum, yum.
All right, Red Ass. Got a break.
Wow. Well, hope you feel better, Rob.
I feel great.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Joe, we need to get some spicy food here.
Spicy food?
See if we get like some poppers. Some jalapeno poppers.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, of course, mixed nuts. Wow. I tell you, I'm feeling a little lightheaded right now.
Come on, I got something to show you in the back.
Oh, God.
Wow. Where's my Slim Fast? Where's my chocolate cherry Slim Fast? With the extra phlegm in it.
Oh, God.
With the extra butt phlegm. God damn.
Wow.
What a great first segment.
Well, looking at the positive side, maybe the steroids will make you grow hair.
Oh, that's not.
I'm sorry. That was kicking you while you were down, wasn't it?
Where those steroids are, I don't need any more hair.
All of a sudden, Rob, hey, my butt's better, and look at this. And he comes in with a nice big fro.
Hey, and my voice is a lot lower, too.
So strong.
Right. My voice is lower, but my my wet thing shrunk.
My wet thing. Look at my coolie.
Mike, I said, doctor, there's trouble with my coolie.
Look at my angry coolie. Okay. Break time, right?
Please.
Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.